From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News. I'm Philip Grant. Kirsten Palpini reports in the Berkshire Eagle that a store in Northampton, Massachusetts began selling legal marijuana at 8:30 a.m. November 20th. The New England Treatment Access Shop was one of two spots in the state to begin sales, while others wait to be approved. In the Berkshires, 8 stores are awaiting approval by the Cannabis Control Commission. 4 have received provisional approval and are waiting for their final licenses. Massachusetts first voted to legalize medical marijuana in 2012 and then voted to legalize recreational pot in 2016. New York currently has one of the nation's most restrictive medical marijuana laws in the country. Read the full story in the Berkshire Eagle. The New York State Department of Environmental Conservation announced November 20th grant awards totaling $902,888 for 24 Hudson River estuaries. DEC Commissioner Basil Sago said, and I quote, "The Hudson River is a vital part of New York's identity and one of our defining natural assets. With the state's steadfast support and investment, many riverfront communities are pursuing projects that advance stewardship of their natural resources, such as sustainable shoreline techniques, source water protection, and green infrastructure planning. These grant awards build on local conservation efforts and priorities by advancing new possibilities for nature-based tourism and its associated economic benefits," end quote. The grants include $39,984 for Columbia Land Conservancy Incorporated for an education program at the Greenport Conservation Area, $49,855 for Trout Unlimited Incorporated for culvert replacement in the town of Taconic, $50,000 for a riverfront park in Rensselaer County's village of Castleton-on-the-Hudson, $27,750 for an education program from Poughkeepsie Highland Railroad Bridge Company Incorporated on the walkway over the Hudson, $50,000 for Riverkeeper Incorporated for Wallkill River water quality improvements, $37,000 for the Hudson River Sloop Clearwater for an education program in Newburgh and Kingston, $49,285 for the villages of Piermont and Catskill and the city of Kingston for a flood resilience project, $50,000 for the town of Esopus to strengthen the Esopus shoreline and regional trails, and $40,000 for the Hudson River Maritime Museum for a climate change education project. Find out more on the DEC's website. The Albany Times Union reports that someone shot several rounds into the Pop's Place restaurant on Route 145 in Preston Hollow November 18th. The diner was closed when it was shot up and is now riddled with bullet holes. Albany County Sheriff Craig Apple said no one was injured and no one has been arrested. Read the full story in the Times Union. Thomas Beaumont reports for the Associated Press, New York Governor Andrew Cuomo, and I quote, has contacted Des Moines area Democrats, end quote, about a possible presidential campaign. Iowa holds the first caucus in 2020 to decide the Democratic nominee. On November 21st, Cuomo dismissed talk of any presidential ambition, saying, and I quote, I am going to stick with New York State, end quote. Previously, New York Senator Kirsten Gillibrand said she is considering a run for president, too. Read the full story on the Associated Press website. Sarah Tapton reports for Columbia Green Media that the Cosmic Cinema Movie Theater opened November 19th with showings of Windows, A Fantastic Beast, The Crimes of Grindelwald, and Instant Family. The movie theater sells food and alcohol at 160 Fairview Avenue in Greenport in the former Fairview Cinema 3 and Angela's Pizza and Pasta locations. Owner Terrell Barley was the founder, CEO, and chairman of Cinebar, a similar theater. He is also CEO of Alamo Drafthouse Cinemas and has plans for more Cosmic Cinemas in Albany at the former Madison Theater and in other locations around the country. Read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News. the local weather reports, public meetings, and other community information, use the WGXC website, WGXC.org. From the WGXC newsroom, I'm Philip Graham. Have a good day and a happy and healthy Thanksgiving.